So, Ash, I'm wondering if you can describe how you see the CFO role changing in the event of digital finance transformation.
So digital finance transformation is happening. Right? It has been a journey. There has been an era of transformation where CFOs have been paying attention to the efficiency factor. But now it's time to start addressing the effectiveness factor. And by that, what I mean is efficiency has been all about value, lens-wearing, cost reduction. And the transformation now to effectiveness is around the value lens. Mm-hmm. And so we are changing. All the cost efficiencies have been addressed. There are some more. There are some new technologies like robotics, which are further bringing costs down, and there will be more efficiencies to be gained. But then really what automation and digitization is doing is making finance a more effective business partner. Mm-hmm. And the focus of the CFOs is shifting now. They have addressed the efficiency angle, but now how effective is the finance function in providing business guidance and in really being an effective business partner is what many CFOs are focusing on.
So what do you see as the main technology elements or even some of the emerging technologies for them to be able to do that and be that kind of strategic partner?
Right. So robotics is being, and we call it RPA, robotic process automation, which really addresses tasks which are repeatable and tasks which are predictable. And so there's been a significant automation of finance used to spend a lot of time pulling data together from various sources, and that needed to be done manually. Technologies today are addressing those data sources to become more integrated by pulling out certain pieces of data which are key to decision making. Robotics is helping pulling data out of legacy systems into data lakes, and then using data lakes to populate data warehouses, and it's there where all the analytics is then performed. So I talked about the value lens before, and the value is coming from better analytics. And so finance is spending less time on putting data together, assembling data together, less time on producing reports, and is actually getting more time to spend on analysis. And it's that business analysis which produces the business insights which really drives value for the organization. And so CFOs are focused on technologies. Once you have addressed robotics and you've made your transactional processes more efficient, we can then start to address things like AI, using cognitive computing, using predictive analytics, and using these technologies to drive processes such as forecasting and really start to engage with the business to add value. So that's the type of technologies which are addressing processes, but also addressing higher value add activity.
As companies go about trying to have and execute a digital finance transformation, what are some of the processes you think they should look at first? And I think you probably mentioned some already, but are there some where the ROI is quickest, or maybe even the long-term gain, or the added value is the greatest that they should
right.
look at first?
The first port of call, obviously, is the transactional automation. And transactional automation can be achieved through the robotic process automation, and also by moving to cloud. That's a significant step where you want your enterprise data, you want your enterprise solutions to be on the cloud. Having all that data on cloud really enables the CFO now to do the higher value add analytics. So when we look at processes, the purchase to pay or procure to pay, hire to retire, record to report, these type of processes are rife for process automation, and efficiencies can be gained by automating a lot of these, what I call transactional. And what you end up with are smart finance factories. And so think about manufacturing, think about robotics in manufacturing. When you look at these foundational processes around transactions, which I said, record to report, procure to pay, and order to cash, these transactional elements can be automated and efficiencies gained. Once that is done, and once you have implemented robotics and you're on the cloud, then it becomes easier to layer on the cognitive computing, the advanced analytics, the visualization tools, to really start driving business decisions and supporting business strategy, and really enables the CFO to become the value architect rather than the provider of information.
Can you think of some examples? I heard you speaking earlier today. I think you did have some interesting examples of companies that have undergone some digital finance transformation and have done some really interesting things
right.
and realized tremendous efficiencies. Can
right.
you tell a couple of those stories?
Yeah, as I said before, the areas which are really easy to automate are those that are repeatable and those that are rule-based. So anything that is more predictable and repeatable can be automated. So those have been applied in areas like having a chatbot for your financial policy. So an enterprise has accounting and financial policies. Those policies have been robotized, and chatbots are able to answer natural language questions. Am I allowed to spend on X? What is my limit? What is my authority limit to spend on a particular class of expenditure? And so these type of questions, which would have been on emails, which would take time for finance to respond to, these are now automated, and companies are using chatbots. Companies are using chatbots also to give business answers to questions like, how much does this customer owe us? What was the revenue of this customer for the last two quarters? So those type of natural language questions are being able to be answered by chatbots. And so you're actually reducing the amount of time manually for accounting to be manually going and raising these queries and getting the answers and going back to the business. So chatbots have been used quite effectively by businesses. Forecasting is an area where machine learning is really impacting the effectiveness of forecasting. Forecasting is becoming, many companies now have perpetual forecasts. So you don't have to wait for a forecasting cycle. It's a continuous forecasting. We've heard about continuous close, which means you're able to close your books at any point in time. Now you have continuous forecasting, where a forecast can be produced for a certain company at any point in time without having to spend thousands of man days, thousands of work days to be able to produce that. So machine learning is a combination of data analytics, advanced analytics, visualization, and that has created the AI capability to produce forecasts more accurately than a manual forecast that was put together by finance.
What's the leading edge looking like now in the AI and analytics side? I mean, the forecasting sounds like one of them, but is there a next step beyond that that's a bit more strategic?
Companies are really focused on deploying AI on customer analytics. That is where you start to see value in terms of every percentage point that you can move positively in terms of margin improvement has a significant impact on your bottom line. And so AI in the field of how to structure contracts with customers. So the commercial aspect of decision-making is also being automated, augmented by artificial intelligence and all the analytics that are today available.
And companies are really starting to do this.
Companies are doing that, yeah.
So what do you see as the end state of digital finance transformation? What will the most advanced finance functions look like if they really pull this off?
Right. So I don't think there is an end state. This is going to be an ongoing transformation. I don't think there's going to be an end to it, because technologies continue to evolve at the speed of light. What is implemented today is soon replaced by a more effective, more efficient solution. Blockchain is an emerging technology, and we are still experimenting with blockchain and how blockchain can impact distributed ledgers and better controls and fewer hands touching transactions, etc. So as we progress down the automation journey, what we will find is finance having more and more time to participate in value-added activity. Technology is going to create the capacity for finance to really engage in business-facing decision-making, but technology creates the capacity. However, it is competency that will create credibility. So CFOs are still fighting the credibility battle, because a lot of the CFOs have been focused on controls and compliance and reporting and accuracy of reporting, etc. And we have really delivered what the business needs in terms of governance. But when it comes to business guidance, CFOs are still fighting the battle to show that they have the insights which are actionable. CFOs are still working on really understanding the underlying drivers of the business. And this capability that is being produced and the bandwidth that's being produced because of automation, CFOs need to now capitalize on that and create competencies that will enable the finance function to have the street cred. And so CFOs should now be focusing on creating the specific skills and competencies, equipping their teams by focusing on competency build to really gain that street cred.
This seems like we're far away now from the old bean counting or being called the bean counter. This seems way beyond that.
Exactly right. So it is a good transformation from bean counting to bean growing. So we are becoming a part of the growing capability. It's gone through a progression where, 30 years ago, finance needed to be able to understand the story. It then progressed on to finance being able to communicate the story. And now the way technology is enabling finance is that finance is becoming a part of writing the next chapter of the story. And we really are becoming architects of value creation. And technology is enabling that.
Well, Ash, I think that's a good note to end on. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.